add some adventure to your summer garden. We have some Seed Zoo highlights next on Western Life Radio.
Utah State Parks has a series of 17 snowmobiling complex maps available. These maps have a description of the trail, difficulty rating, mileage, and GPS coordinates. For your copy, download them from www.snowut.com. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio. Seed explorers are finding rare seeds from around the world for you to grow in your garden. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs features some recent finds.
What we're mostly interested in is bringing back plants that haven't been grown in North America before for the more adventurous gardeners to try in their garden, and every once in a while they get a great success out of it. We've had wonderful plants over the years. We've had miniature watermelons. We've had incredibly decorative squashes from Japan and all kinds of beans from Africa and wonderful melons from Madagascar and so on. But as you said, once that handful of seeds runs out, it runs out, and they don't come back. They're to be replaced by the next variety that our collectors find somewhere else in the world. When you're in the business that I am, it's wonderful to have a project like this, the Seed Zoo project, to excite you. And for me, it's an incredible thrill to go to a place far away, often off the beaten track, and then have these wonderful little discoveries that you encounter. You learn about them from the people who have been growing them for years and years. I mean, one of the big emphases of the Seed Zoo project is that we're looking for varieties or cultivars that have been in the family or in a certain area for many generations and are in danger of being lost, because the world has persistently changing from a mostly agrarian society to a more technologically and diverse society. Of course, it's happened here in the West, but it is also happening in a lot of places around the world. And so the younger generations are not often continuing on in farming.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.